prominent prelates promote Latin Mass to Pope Leo. As we all know, the eyes of the trad world are on His Holiness, wondering what he will do about the new iconoclasm regime led by Andrea Grillo, which Pope Francis lamentably aided and abetted. May God forgive him. May he rest in peace. We've heard the bad news recently that the bishops of Detroit and Charlotte are doing what they can to promote this regime in their dioceses, seeking to be sycophants to the dead Papa Bergoglio. Now it's time for some good news. On the lamentable anniversary of Traditionis Custodis, also the feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, Archbishop Cordeleone offered a pontifical high mass at Sacred Heart of Jesus Parish in Grand Rapids, Michigan. This was part of an overall program called Palestrina 500 that this parish is doing, celebrating the music of Palestrina on the 500th anniversary of the maestro's birth with monthly Latin masses with Palestrina's masses. Archbishop Cordeleone gave a homily on polyphony and the necessity of the Roman Rite to underpin Western culture. For non-Americans, you may not have heard of Archbishop Cordeleone, but he made news a few years back when he excommunicated one of the most powerful Catholics in Washington, D.C. He then celebrated the Latin Mass at the National Eucharistic Congress to an overflow crowd. Now, the good Archbishop has celebrated another powerfully symbolic Latin Mass at Cardinal Burke's Guadalupe Shrine just a few days ago. Cardinal Burke then preached the homily praising the Latin Mass. Pope Leo himself praised Burke earlier in July, which was highly significant considering the abuse the cardinal suffered under Francis. And indeed, according to Haynes, this seems to have led to an audience, something denied to Burke under Francis. Quoting from Michael Haynes, quote, "Most recently, Burke revealed that he has already spoken to Pope Leo XIV about the future of the traditional Mass, hoping that the Pope will follow the permissive example of Benedict XVI," end quote from Michael Haynes. Meanwhile, Swiss prelate Cardinal Kurt Cook, a reform of the reform Pope Benedict man, had this to say recently in defense of Summorum. Quote from Cardinal Cook, "Personally, I would appreciate it if we could find a good way forward here. Pope Benedict XVI has shown a helpful way by believing that something that has been practiced for centuries cannot simply be banned. That convinced me. Pope Francis has chosen a very restrictive path in this regard. It would certainly be desirable to open the now closed door more again," end quote from Cardinal Cook. We don't know where Pope Leo stands on Traditionis Custodis. What we do know is that Pope Leo's own liturgies are quote unquote reverent Novus Ordos. If every Novus Ordo Missae was celebrated like that, like Pope Leo's masses in Rome, then we would have a true Eucharistic revival. Now, remember, Pope Francis refused to sing his own masses and later stopped celebrating at all, even though his final Urbi et Orbi blessing did use Latin. Now, on the 9th of July, Pope Leo approved a new mass for the Novus Ordo Missae called the Missa pro Custodia Creationis. I know some readers might have groaned at this, but the theology contained in the Latin text of the Mass is entirely traditional. In his homily for this Mass, Pope Leo seemed to continue his effort to sanitize Pope Francis. He avoided a political globalist approach to environmentalism, but instead, in a Christocentric homily, condemned the, quote, "destructive power of the princes of this world," end quote. And he also found an orthodox quote from Laudato Si to include, ending as he loves to do with a quote from St. Augustine. Now, side note, contrary to the trad narrative, I've never heard of any errors being found in Laudato Si. And in fact, it does contain some very good content. You can go to my article, 13 Good Things Pope Francis Did. Meanwhile, someone in the Vatican is exposing to Diane Mantegna that Traditionis Custodis was all lies from start to finish. And then on July 21st, Pope Leo approved an exception to Traditionis Custodis for a Texas diocese. If you go to the article, that it was a request that was made before Pope Leo was elected, and then he approved that. What Pope Leo's liturgical behavior seems to rule out is that he is not an ideological Grilloite or Francis sycophant like the bishops of Chicago, Detroit, and Charlotte. That's the good news. From there, we can speculate a few things that he might be. Number one, he may favor the Novus Ordo Missae due to its simplicity after fighting communists and right-wing extremists in the slums of Peru for two decades. If you click the article in the description, you can go to another video where we discuss his history in Peru, which is critical, I think, for understanding him. Now, number two, he may have no opinion in the liturgical war since his whole priesthood was formed by the unique situation of Peru. Number three, if he truly cares for souls, then he will listen to these good prelates whose devotion to the Latin Mass is due to their care for souls. But Pope Leo's priorities, it seems, are not in addressing Traditionis Custodis, but the other revolution involving artificial intelligence and Skynet. Fair enough. We look forward to the new encyclical.